toward the goal. Philippians, chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. Let us turn to a book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that, for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken the hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize, for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. A swimming contestant called Florence Chadwick announced that he will swim towards the California beach from Catarina Island in the Pacific Ocean. He swam for 16 hours without a pause and he was almost at the beach's side. But out of a sudden, dense fog appeared and he could not see anything in front of him. He did not have any energy left and he gave up. He got on the life-saving boat and when he got on the land, he realized that the distance that he was left with was about 500 meters. He swam for 16 hours and put up with all the difficulties, and gave up just before he was about to reach his final destination in 500 meters ahead. News reporters all felt pity for him and asked him why he had given up swimming. He answered like this, "I have not given up because of coldness or fatigue. Because of the fog that blocked my view, I could not see my final destination. That is why I failed. If I was able to see the final destination, which was only about 500 meters ahead of me, I could have done anything to get there." That is right. Because he could not see the goal, even though he swam for 16 hours, he just had to give up when he only had about less than 5 more minutes to go, which was about 500 meters ahead of him. That is right. If we lose our goal, then our dream disappears, so we get fed up easily and we lose our motivation. A person that does not have a goal, he gets assimilated to things that are insignificant easily and gets addicted. That person gets addicted to alcohol, games, entertainment, and without realizing, that person loses the direction of life without realizing. If we cannot get hold of the goal and direction as well, our lives get shaken as well. Therefore, the goals need to be clear. We need to set the goals of life specifically and live our lives. When we pray, we should have a clear plan as to when we will pray in a day and for how long. A plan is like a floor plan design. If we draw it roughly, then the building would not have a solid foundation. A clear plan leads our lives. So Paul said in the 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 27 like this: "No, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize." Paul confesses that life is incomplete. Let us look at verses 12 to 13. "Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that, for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken the hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead." Paul described life as a race. Let us read verse 12. "Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that, for which Christ Jesus took hold of me." It means that the life that we live at the moment is not a complete one and it is an incomplete one. He said he is still running the race. Then, when would the life be complete? People consider it as when we get to die. It tells us that while we are alive, our lives are always incomplete. Paul confesses that he will only press on toward the goal and run the race. That is right. An alive object moves without ceasing. Like this, without ceasing, we need to run our race. If we look back, or if we get sidetracked, then we are not able to reach our destination. Have a look at a cow that is bound to go to Beth Shemesh. On the way when it carried the ark, it did not get sidetracked. It only went directly to Beth Shemesh. On the way, the green pastures tempted it. A young calf that was just breastfed called it mother. The cow heard the sound of its young ones, but did not look back. Paul was like that. There are features in people that run toward the goal. They need to get rid of the bitter memories in the past. Let us read verse 13. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken a hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. If we get tied to the things of the past, there is no progress. If we cannot get rid of the bitter memories of the past, or cannot get rid of the scar, then we get to be sunk because of that scar. Emperor Nero became the most brutal emperor in history. It was not a coincidence. When he was young, his mother, Agrippa, fed her husband some food that had poisonous mushroom, to get hold of the power. She killed him this way. Nero cried out and stopped his other. But his mother, Agrippa, replied to him saying, "If you want to have power, I need to kill your father." She did everything she could to kill her husband, and at the end, she gave him poisonous mushroom and killed him. Nero saw how his father died in an insane way. And he was deeply scarred, which was inerasable. Nero, who had the scar, had power. For his own glory, he killed people without hesitation. He killed his mother, he killed his wife, and he lived his life only for himself. A bitter scar in the past ruined Nero. Nero made an extravagant crown and put it on his head. He built a palace with ivories. Wherever he went, he was guarded by 3,000 guards. Nero was inside the palace, and he asked the pathway, which was about 1 mile long. He gave orders to his servants to put fragrance on them with shower hose, and walk towards him smelling that fragrance. But Nero was not happy still, so later, he built the palace, which was one-third the size of the Roman castle. But at the end, he took poison and killed himself. He ended his life this way. There was a reason. It was because of the scar that he had when he was young. People that have a lot of scars, without them realizing it, they throw the swords toward other people. In today's passage, Paul said, "Forget about the things of the past." Things of the past mean bitter memories of the past. Remembering the bitter things of the past, or remembering the scar for a long time, become disastrous obstacles for us. By any chance, do you have bitter memories of the past? I hope you will be able to get rid of these. Not everyone has good memories only in life. There are a lot of bitter memories that would not get erased. But these bitter memories make our lives to be ill. Not remembering these memories is grace. Someone said that he could not remember the scar of the past, and whenever he thought about that when he was having a meal, he said he lost the appetite and felt like he had indigestion. Also, while he was trying to sleep, if he thought about those memories, he could not sleep. He could not get rid of rage, hatred, anger, and so on, these bitter memories of the past. At the end, his soul became ill, his spirit became ill, and his body became ill as well. There are a lot of people that are like this. There are things that we need to remember for a long time, but forgetting about the painful past quickly is grace. Paul said, "Forget the things of the past." We need to know that remembering the bitter memories of the past is a fact, that we are being tricked by Satan's enemy. Satan makes us to remember our scars of the past and causes us to be angry. At times, he makes our soul and body to be ill. Do not be tricked by Satan. Being able to forget is grace. If there are things that we need to get rid of, getting rid of it quickly is a blessing. Have a look at people that do great things. They easily forget. Their ways of thinking are simple and not complicated. Things of the past that are not beneficial, things of the past that we have failed in, things that we have been scarred by, they forget about these things easily. Being able to forget is grace. Let us get rid of bitter memories. Paul said, "Let us get rid of bitter memories and run toward the goal that is in front of us." When we are running toward the goal because of the past things, these things of the past should not become obstacles for us. Paul advises that we should forget things of the past. he advises that we should live a life that is future-oriented. Let us read verse 13. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken a hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. He confessed that he did not obtain anything yet, not have achieved anything yet, and he is running toward the goal at the moment. The time that Paul made this confession was when he was in his golden age. But he still said, he is not yet fed up, and toward the goal, he is running the race. That is right. A person that runs toward the goal that is worthy, for this person, age does not become a hindrance. Age is just a number simply. Even someone is aged, if that person has a young heart, and has dreams, then that person is a young person. In contrast, even someone is still young, but does not have dreams, goals, and vision, that person is like an old person. We are not able to say and evaluate anyone as to whether we are the people of success or failure, or we lived life correctly or incorrectly. We cannot evaluate anyone yet. Also, we should not evaluate other people easily. Things that are not working very well these days could become a shortcut for future. Also, things that are working very well these days, this could become a reason for fatal failure in later life. Therefore, Paul said, that his life is not a complete one but an incomplete one. Still, he said, he is running the race with the goal, Jesus Christ. That is right. Right now, our faith is not a complete one. Until the Lord comes again here, and also, when we leave this world and leave the physical body, our life will be complete. Until then, life, Paul said, our lives are incomplete. Therefore, until we stand in front of the Lord, we need to have dreams and run toward the goal. While we are running the race, we should not give up. A contestant in a marathon race, even he ran very well in the beginning, if he gives up in the middle of the race, then he is not able to become a winner. Have a look at the Church of Ephesus, that comes up in Revelations. In the beginning, they loved God with such passion. But, later, they neglected the love of God. Demas as well, in the beginning, he lived a life of a disciple. But he loved the world and became corrupt in the middle. Life and faith are the same in this sense. Someone started a task with love, but there is a person that ends it with hatred. There is someone that began with friendship but ends up as enemies. There is someone that began with the Holy Spirit, but ends up with desires of the physical body. Like Apostle Paul, we have not obtained things yet, and we have not completed anything yet. Till the end, we need to put the Lord as our goal and we need to keep on running this race. Do not give up just because things that you have planned in the past did not work out quite well yet. A fact that you have tripped over is not a failure. Giving up the courage that would enable you to have dreams and stand up again is a failure. For your husband, for your children, for souls of your neighbors, if you have been praying, then I hope you would not give up and keep on praying for them. George Mueller confessed that his prayers were answered 50,000 times. There were answers that came through straight away, and also he experienced that things were answered a month or a year later. But after praying for his friend, Keller, for 40 years, he did not come back to God. When he was about to pass away, he made this confession to God: God, I have been praying for my dear friend Keller for 40 years. Even I leave this world, I look forward to seeing this friend accepting you, the Lord, as his Savior, and come back to you. He said this and breathed for the last time. That friend that attended this funeral heard the prayer that prayed for him when he was passing away. And he accepted Jesus. And he continued to run the rest of orphanage business, which Mueller could not complete. This person gave all his financial resources and spent money for the things which George Mueller could not complete. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if we set the goals in the past and we have not seen these come true in reality yet, I hope you will begin again. When you pray, I hope you will keep on praying continuously. When you serve in ministry, I hope you will keep on serving. When you are committed in one ministry, I hope you will be committed continuously. When you share the gospel with others, I hope you will not stop. I do not give up on the people that came to our church forever. Wherever they are, I pray that God will take care till the very end of the ones that got saved through our Yongan church. My dear family in Christ, our lives are incomplete, like a confession of Paul. Therefore, until the day that the Lord will come back and judge, let us not give up on things, and will continue to run the race. I bless you all in the name of Jesus. Paul considered only Jesus as his goal. Let us look at verse 14. I press on toward the goal to win the prize, for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Paul's goal in life was clear. Life is the same as a ship leaving the port and sailing towards the destination. At times, a ship faces storms, rains, and sometimes, it faces dense fog. Sometimes, it is not able to see things ahead of it. Sometimes, it faces quite strong snowfalls like in winter. The most important thing when things are like that is not forgetting about the goal that we are pursuing. Life of Apostle Paul was like that. In any circumstance, he did not get disappointed. His life was not fatigued. We can see the winner that ran the race of life in victory. Even when he was so close from dying, he was looking forward to meeting the Lord. He had a dream, and looked forward to receiving the reward in front of God. It was because his goal was clear. The goal that Paul had was only the Lord. Let us look at verse 14. I press on toward the goal to win the prize, for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Paul focused everything only on Jesus Christ. The flag point in front of Paul was only Jesus Christ. Paul only looked at Jesus Christ. When storms came, when threats came, his goal of fixing his eyes upon the Lord did not get shaken. The ultimate goal of Christians is Jesus Christ. So, in Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." It is fixing our eyes on Jesus in any kind of circumstance. Even when we are close to death, it is fixing our eyes on Jesus, and looking at the heaven above which is everlasting. In Jesus, there is peace, there is a way that is eternal, and there is an answer to life. Whatever we do, in the center of our hearts, in our longings, the Lord needs to be there. Whether you run a business, or you study as a student, or you plan your life, in the core center, if the Lord is there, and when you fix your eyes on Jesus and run the race, your life will not be shaken and the goals will be achieved. My dear family in Christ, we have not succeeded nor failed yet. We are just running the race, which has not been completed. Forget about the bitter memories and painful scars like Paul. And towards the new year, and towards your goals, I hope you will be able to run forward. Our ultimate goal is only Jesus Christ. When we fix our eyes on Jesus, and when we run the race, the way will be opened. We will be able to find our answers to our lives. Get rid of the mistakes that you made before from your head. God has forgiven these already. Forget about these. Being able to forget is grace. As we are about to celebrate the end of year time, like Paul, forget about the bitter memories and only fix your eyes on the Lord. I hope you will able to run the race with the goal in mind, the Lord. I bless you all in the name of Jesus. Amen.